Do you find it challenging to maintain a consistent prayer habit or stick to a prayer schedule? Then this episode is for you. Stay tuned as I share a strategy with you that has helped strengthen my prayer life. Hello there, my name is Keys. Welcome to Confidence in Obedience. Our mission is to inspire and empower young believers like you to trust and obey God confidently by taking action now to fulfill His purpose for your life. We do this through biblical teachings, practical insights, testimonies, and uplifting conversations. Please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. I have broken this strategy down into 5 tips along with Bible passages that I believe can help you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to be alive. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to learn from you. Help us in our desire to obey you. I pray committing this episode into your hands. Use this episode to meet the needs of your listeners. Heavenly Father, take complete control. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before going any further, let's establish why it is important for us believers to pray. Prayer is one of the primary ways through which we communicate with our Heavenly Father. Throughout the Bible, we are told to pray for one thing or another. We see how great women and men of faith in the Bible succeeded just by praying. By themselves, they were not extra women and men, but through the power of prayer, they were able to accomplish God's purpose for their life. Even Jesus, during his ministry on earth, he always prayed. The Bible records on numerous occasions that he would leave the crowd and go to a quiet place to pray. That's how important prayer is. Just before Jesus' crucifixion, he asked his disciples to pray and watch, for the hour is near. He urged them to always pray so they wouldn't fall into temptation. It's so amazing that Jesus himself walked through this earth and he knows the temptation that we will encounter. He knows the temptation that we are faced with. So he urged us to always pray so that we cannot fall into temptation. I believe this has given you a hint as to why we as believers must always pray. Now let's go into the 5 tips. Tip number 1. Pray for the grace to be prayerful. The book of James chapter 4 verse 6 indicates that God is generous in giving grace. Once we humble ourselves and we go before Him, He will give us the necessary grace that we need. And as believers, we have to put aside our pride as the disciples did. Even though they were close to Jesus, they did not say because of our proximity to Jesus, we can do whatever and we are covered. They were interested in learning how to pray, and in the Gospel of Luke chapter 11 verse 1, they asked Jesus to teach them how to pray because they have seen the power of prayer demonstrated through Jesus. So I encourage you to firstly go before God and ask Him for the grace to pray. Ask Him to show you the way and how you can pray. Just everything that you need to help with your prayer life, but you need the grace to be able to pray. It takes the grace of God for a believer to continue to pray and be consistent in his or her prayer life. Tip number 2 is to cultivate a prayerful lifestyle. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 17 and 18 instructs us never to stop praying, and we should be thankful in every circumstance because it is God's will for us who belong to Christ Jesus. The devil is on a mission to distract us from praying. He wants to distance us from God. So all we need to do is to cultivate prayer within our lifestyle so that we can continue to be connected to God and be closer to God. For me personally, I find it difficult to pray, especially when things are going well in my life. I've come to realize that it is the devil's trick of drawing me away from God. He allows me to focus on the blessings and forget about the source of the blessing. And eventually when temptation comes, because obviously when you focus on getting too much, you will want more. And the more you want, you become less appreciative. You fall into more temptation, and that is the way of the devil. So in order to overcome the way of the devil, we have to cultivate a prayerful lifestyle. Our tip number 3 is to schedule your prayer time. It is not only enough to just cultivate a prayerful lifestyle. You have to take actions, and that includes scheduling a time for you to pray every day. In the book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, we see Daniel's commitment to prayer. He prayed 3 times a day even though he was threatened to be punished, but he did not mind what they were saying, and because of his commitment, God came true for him. I encourage you to also do the same. Set aside time for us to pray. And setting aside time for you to pray is not just auto it. There are other things you have to do that will set you up and put you in that realm to be able to pray when the time comes. If you have found value in this episode, please subscribe, like, and share. Your engagement helps us spread the message of obedience and faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tip number 4, set yourself up for success. The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 is asking us to fix our thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. God wants us to think about things that are excellent and praiseworthy. I used to be a huge fan of rap music to the point that I would listen to rap albums throughout the day. I would follow the lifestyle of my favorite rappers. I would even incorporate their lyrics into my day-to-day conversation. But since I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit in the hospital and I came out, I decided to check my life and see what are some of the things that were drawing me away from God. What are some of those things that were slowing down my prayer life? And I realized that this music, when I listen to them throughout the day, it makes it difficult for me to transition to prayer. Imagine listening to some music that doesn't even align with prayer. It's far from even preparing you for prayer, right? So I had to make that decision because I knew that it was important for my prayer life and I knew the outcome. So in order to set yourself up for prayer, I'm not asking you to abandon your entertainment completely, but I'm asking you, like the Bible say, we should watch the content we consume. And you also have to weigh, how is this helping you compared to reading your Bible? How is they helping you compared to meditating on God's word? The time I took to memorize rap lyrics and all the funny lyrics, if I were to memorize Bible verses, imagine how many Bible verses I would know by this time. So that was a waste of my time and it did not take me anywhere. But just reading my Bible and meditating on God's words, listening to preaching, listening to other podcasts, it has helped me a lot grow in my faith and my walk with Christ. So I encourage you to do the same. Our final tip, tip number 5, trust God for implementation. This is my favorite part. The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. It shows us that we can do everything through Jesus Christ, who is our strength. I'm sure in your Christian life or your walk with Christ, you have come to realize that there is nothing you can do on your own or in your own power. Everything you and I will ever accomplish under this sun is through the grace of God. So even in your prayer life, you have to rely on God completely for implementation. Even though you set up all these systems and everything that are meant to help you, you have to pray to God for implementation. It's only God who can make these things happen. So I encourage you to rely on Him completely. Admit to Him that you are weak and acknowledge that His power is made perfect in your weakness. And see how God will use your prayer life and transform it for the good. Your decision to pray will not take away every temptation, but your reliance on God will help you to overcome every temptation. And that is very key and very true. So I encourage you to stick to your prayer plans, but also rely on God for implementation. Before we close, let's do a quick recap. Tip number 1 is to pray for the grace to be prayerful. Tip number 2 is to cultivate a prayerful lifestyle. Tip number 3 is to schedule your prayer time. Tip number 4 is to set yourself up for success. And tip number 5 is to rely on God completely for implementation. I encourage you to share with our community other methods that you have tried that have helped improve your prayer life. Let's share and grow together in our obedience to God. Comment down below and we will share it on our social media platforms. If this episode has inspired you to take action in your obedience to God, I encourage you to please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. Follow Confidence in Obedience on Facebook and Instagram to be a part of a community of young believers and participate in our engaging content that have been designed to help you in your daily walk with Christ. Together, let's boldly trust and obey God. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode.